My name is Eric Hathaway, Portfolio Manager with RBC Global Asset Management's BlueBay Fixed Income team in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This week, we're talking about the dramatic shift we've seen lately in Fed expectations. The market has gone from expecting rate cuts to, at least for now, mostly pricing them out. In fact, after the March Fed meeting, traders pared back cut expectations until 2027, even though Fed officials themselves still project one cut in 2026. Looking at markets today, there is a higher likelihood of a hike than a cut. This is a remarkable swing from as recently as last month, when markets were looking for as many as two cuts this year. It's worth noting that the main driver of the change has been the war in Iran and the potential for sustained inflationary pressures in the future. But my question today is, if cuts are off the table, what might happen away from the price of oil that could bring easing back to the fore? I think there are three main things. First, a clearer labor market break. The jobs market already looks softer than the headlines suggest. The February unemployment report showed non-farm payrolls actually fell by 92,000 jobs, and prior months were revised lower again. Notably, December was taken from +48,000 to -17,000. That matters because the Fed can live with a slow labor market, but it gets much harder to stay on hold if soft prints start to become a pattern and unemployment begins to drift higher in a more convincing way. A few more reports like that, and the market would start talking about cuts again very quickly. Second, evidence that AI and corporate efficiency pushes are turning weaker hiring into actual job loss. This is no longer just a long-run thought experiment. We recently saw reports that HSBC is considering cuts that could affect roughly 20,000 roles over several years as part of an AI overhaul. It has also been reported that Meta is preparing for potentially sweeping layoffs as AI costs mount. Economists have estimated that AI may already have accounted for 5,000 to 10,000 monthly net job losses last year in the most exposed industries. If that dynamic broadens beyond tech and finance into a wider white-collar slowdown, then AI becomes not just a productivity story, but a macro labor market story, and that would be disinflationary enough to bring cuts back into the conversation. The third thing we're watching is stress in private credit and non-bank lending. Even if you're not convinced the consumer is rolling over, if lenders get more defensive, spreads widen, and refinancing channels start to clog, that tightens financial conditions pretty quickly. At that point, the Fed may not need a full recession to start talking about cuts again. It may just need evidence that credit creation is slowing materially. So the bottom line is this: the market has priced out cuts because inflation and energy are dominating right now. But cuts would come back into focus if we get a more obvious labor market deterioration, AI job displacement that starts to show up in aggregate hiring, or tighter credit conditions for businesses. In other words, the path back to cuts probably runs through a growth scare, not simply better inflation data. And with that, I'll thank you for joining me on this edition of the Weekly Fix, where we explore the key topics shaping markets and investments.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.